Now, the United Nations mission in South Sudan will be installing water points in Juba. We're now joined in by the Central Equatoria head of field office, Gita, to bring us to speed. Good morning, Hen. It's good to have you.
Good morning, Olaf.
Right. So tell us more about this installation.
As part of the COVID response by the UNMESS, we are installing three water points. One is in Munyuki Market, and one in Gumpo Market, and in Gudele Market. You know, in Central Equatoria, and especially Juba, mostly the COVID cases are in Juba. And there are several NGOs works here as well, and also the UNICEF is in the charge of the WASH program. It coordinates with the different NGOs. So we actually requested that any part do we have a problem or the anywhere donor response is not enough. So that is the area we chose. And this is the, also the points were chosen by the Ministry of Housing of Central Equatoria.
Right. And it's evident that you chose markets. Is there any other specific reason as to that?
Because that is the place where most of the people coming. Because the water points are like 3,000 liter water capacity, water tanks will be put by the Bangladeshi engineers of the UNMESS. And the peacekeepers, when they go for collecting the water, they will come and periodically fill these water tanks. So because in the water, in the market area, people are coming more and they may need more water. So, and for us, UNMESS may have the capacity to fill this water tank.
Right.
But this water is not for drinking. It is coming from the river. So it is only for hand washing.
All right, right. Has this already kicked off? Or?
No, today is installing at Munyuki and tomorrow at Gudele and Wednesday at Gumbo.
Right. And of course, this is as part of UNMESS's response to COVID-19, just as you mentioned. So how do you think this will affect the lives of those people who come in and out of the markets?
So we put this water points, and also I requested that we are already doing some kind of awareness by the citizen task force, and may do some awareness in this market area. I also requested this IPC WASH cluster to provide some also awareness on these areas where we can actually to put, and also in by filling the water, the peacekeepers also fill the soaps where we can actually to provide. So I hope everybody will wash, and we continuously do the awareness also on the hand washing facility, because the COVID is all about prevention. Is much more on your hand washing.
Right, right. And is there anything else that you would like to bring us to speed on UNMESS's response towards COVID-19?
Okay, so for Central Equatoria, I think in UNMESS response, every field officers is conducting localized responses. For Central Equatoria, is in a very particular situation because we have still armed conflict ongoing, and we have porous borders with Uganda and DRC. So there are a lot of displaced people, particularly in the AE area. And currently we have 7 confirmed cases in AE. And we have a problem with no local government to respond it effectively because of the governor's absence of the governors. So here we are very much coordinating with the government to support any activities. So in AE, because there is a lot of IDPs, so they choose a building as an isolation center. So UNMESS is agreed to renovate this building. So we are currently doing the project work. So it will be in a week time, maybe we'll awarded the contract to one of the NGOs to do the renovation work. We are also looking for a building in the hospital in Terekeka to renovate, so which can also provide things. And as part of the UNMESS response, we are also giving some PPE mask and hygienic materials to the state level task force for the Central Equatoria.
Right. And Gita, thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us. Is there anything else that you would like us to know?
Thank you, everybody, that it is stay safe and, you know, provide, you know, keep social distancing, because the prevention is the best for COVID, because the virus is spread everywhere. And also for Central Equatoria, I think that I request all the armed groups to respect cessation of hostilities, because it is a difficult time, so not to displace people.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Radio Mira.
Thank you so much, Gita, for your time. And she's the head of field office here in Central Equatoria.